Hi, I'm Emily. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with the events showcased in the July 11th edition of the Hartford Courant. Connecticut restaurant hits jackpot with rave review from food influencer. Helped us put us on the map, owner says, by Pamela McLaughlin. Allison Bird went out to empty the trash at her newly opened Georgie's Kitchen takeout eatery one Sunday, and when she returned, there were 50 people in the lobby. It was amazing, Bird said. Bird had hit the culinary jackpot because of a visit by a widely popular food influencer, Dam Graham, aka David Milton. That morning, Milton had posted a rave video review of Bird's soul food made from her late mother's recipes. That day, they sold every crumb, and for months, in addition to her regular fans, people who saw the review poured into Manchester for a taste from as far away as Delaware, Rhode Island, and New Jersey. Many have become regulars, including a man from Springfield, Massachusetts, who has been coming every other day. When we first opened, we had a steady business, but after Dam Graham, it skyrocketed. We were selling out every day, Bird said. He changed my life. He helped put us on the map. Influencers are a huge factor these days in moving the needle for businesses in countless industries through the use of social media. Food is a biggie. Milton, a full-time information technology manager by day, has more than 130,000 Instagram followers and more than 83,000 followers on TikTok. Bird said the post by Milton reached 408,000 people and got 16,000 shares. It was incredible, Milton said of Bird's food. All of the food I was able to try was outstanding. He especially loved the wings and smothered pork chops. Milton, who's becoming more and more recognizable because of his popularity, said he made an unannounced visit to Georgie's Kitchen after someone contacted him about their extraordinary food. In a high-quality video showcasing many dishes up close, Milton bites into a chicken wing and urges people to check out the place. "These fried wings are absolutely crazy," he says in the video. "All of the sides were insane." He's a regular-looking guy, understated, no gimmicks, but there's something in the way he takes those bites that rings so genuine. "I'm a pretty straightforward guy. That's what resonates with people," he said. A rush of customers following one of his reviews often occurs, but it's not something I can guarantee, he said. Bird's rush has lasted months. Milton started his restaurant reviewing side gig slash hobby 9 years ago before the influencer industry became so powerful. "Today, content creation is a big thing. I don't think I'm doing anything different than 9 years ago, but it's all spreading further," he said. Milton said he was inspired to do reviews originally because he often heard the lament, "There's nothing to do in Connecticut." "There's a lot of great food here," foodie Milton said. Ever so humble, Milton said, "People knowing who I am is kind of surprising." Milton says he reviews everything from the sketchy-looking food trucks to the restaurants with James Beard Award-winning chefs. Milton says he has great respect for the 1% who actually carry out their dream to open a food establishment. "It's hard work," he said, "and most of them are trying to support a family." If he doesn't like the food at an eatery he samples, Milton just doesn't run anything rather than hurt a business. "For sure, there are places I visited that don't meet my expectations, in which case, I shelf it," he said. But when he likes it, the world listens. His posts spark lots of viewer interaction and he responds, with kindness and humility, even when it's snarky, a review of his interactions show. He does 2 or 3 reviews a week and has more requests than he can fulfill. "I tell people to be patient," he said when they request a visit. Georgie's Kitchen opened February 17th at the Hilliard Mills in Manchester, a building housing a variety of businesses. Milton visited 2 weeks later. Bird's 1,248-square-foot takeout space is inside the building on the first floor. Bird, who has a lot of obstacles and heartbreak in life, was already known for her tasty soul food in Hartford when she opened this latest place. Once she had a small restaurant on Franklin Avenue that quickly became popular, but she had to leave because of complications with a relative involved in the business. Then she delved into catering while waiting for a spot in a food court, but that wasn't moving fast enough. Then she found the Manchester location. Her menu of her late mom, Georgina, Georgie, Bird's recipes are made with generational love. The offerings include fried chicken, fish, shrimp, smothered pork chops, collard greens, candied yams, cornbread, red velvet waffles, and mac and cheese customers rave about. Additional fast sellers are hot honey wings and sweet chili salmon. The mac and cheese that customers can't get enough of is made with a secret ingredient to give it some razzle-dazzle, Bird said. For dessert, there's banana pudding, peach cobbler cake, in honor of her late favorite aunt. Bird has seen more than her share of heartbreak. In 2015, she lost her mother. In 2021, she had a stillborn son. And in 2022, her older brother, her biggest cheerleader, died from COVID-19. She previously lost another brother, but still has her dad, 92, who visits the eatery. Milton spoke with Allison after he ate there and heard her personal story, which he said touches his heart. Allison makes labor-intense food with a lot of love, Milton said. With the obstacles she's faced, most people would have to quit by now. Her mom had always wanted to open a restaurant, but health issues got in the way. In addition to running the takeout eatery, Allison Bird works as a psychiatric aide, but hopes to leave that job soon. It has its challenges some days, but it still feels rewarding, Bird said of her business. I'm keeping my mother's dream alive. My mother's and brother's presence are felt here. Milton said he can definitely tell when the food is made with love and passion. Georgie's Kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Summer is a great time to ride the rails in Connecticut, featuring dinosaurs, chocolate, and a few laughs, by Christopher Arnott. The Connecticut trains are running on time, and they're heading to some intriguing stations. July is a particularly good month to visit some landmark local train stations and ride the rails. There are plenty of special events featuring everything from chocolate to dinosaurs to stand-up comedy. The special events are a bonus, but just sitting in an old train car as it rumbles along past old buildings can bring plenty of enjoyment. Many of those tourist trains even offer opportunities to sit in or near the conductor's seat. Connecticut Trolley Museum, 58 North Road, East Windsor. One of the big events at the Connecticut Trolley Museum in July is the Dino Trolley on July 20th and 21st, where families can see and talk about dinosaurs from the trolley car and make some dinosaur-themed crafts. The museum specifies that these dinosaurs are not animatronics. They are non-moving dinosaur figures. $13 and $6.50 for members. Visit ct-trolley.org. Danbury Railway Museum, 120 White Street, Danbury. The museum is in a restored 1903 train station. There are regular train rides on weekends through September and again in November, with October devoted to special pumpkin patch trains. Admission is $7, free for children under 3 years old. Visit danburyrail.org for more information. Essex Steam Train and Riverboat, 1 Railroad Ave, Essex. Many excursions on the Essex Steam Train hook up with the Essex Riverboat for an added dose of atypical transportation. Besides several family pirate adventures on August 3rd and 10th, there is Tacos and Tequila Cruise on July 12th and 19th for ages 21 and over, $79.99 per person, where the train takes you to a taco bar and live music on the riverboat. On August 1st, there's a cigar and whiskey cruise with a train and riverboat rides, cigars, whiskey, and music from the Bart Bryant Blues Band. For more information, visit essexsteamtrain.com. Railroad Museum of New England, 242 East Main Street, Thomaston. The latest Wonka Express excursion honors both cherished local chocolate maker and the late actor and longtime Connecticut resident, Gene Wilder. A train leaves the Thomaston train station at 2 p.m. on July 13th, stops at Fascist Chocolates in Waterbury for a chocolate-making demonstration, then goes downtown Torrington for dinner at Salt 2.0 restaurant and a screening of the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory at the Warner Theater. Tickets are $59 to $79, with added costs for Make-A-Bar at Phasia's activity, $10, and a bag of popcorn, $2. Other upcoming excursions include a comedy train on July 19th with onboard comedians, fudge tasting with the Nutmeg Fudge Company, and a dinner stop at Salt 2.0, the regular Naugatuck River Scenic Train and ice cream train trips, and much more. The Railroad Museum of New England offers events through October. For more information, visit rmne.org. Shoreline Trolley Museum, 17 River Street, East Haven. The Shoreline Trolley Museum captures the time when trolleys crisscrossed Connecticut and could get you almost anywhere in New England. The museum is open for trolley rides and museum tours through the end of August, with trolley cars operating every hour from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is $12, $10 for seniors, $8 for children, and free for children under 2 years old. July events include an hour-long eco-spiritual trolley experience, which travels through Farm River marshland and the estuary ecosystem at sunset as a benefit for East Haven Old Stone Church on July 13th. A Riding Through the Decades happy hour event would dress up 1950s and 60s theme on July 11th, $25, and a Trolley to Trails Walk and Talk event July 20th, starting at West Point Field in Brantford, where you walk and hear stories about the old Brantford trolley system. On the first Tuesday of every month through December, the museum also hosts a bluegrass jam. For more information, visit shorelinetrolley.org. Food Drive for Windsor Food and Fuel Bank, 697 Pequannock Ave in Windsor, from Friday, July 12th through the 19th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Edward Jones will be hosting a food drive for Windsor Food and Fuel Bank. The need is especially crucial during July due to children being out of school and the additional funds to families not going out until August. Please drop off donations at the Edward Jones office from Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 19th, between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. For more information, visit the Windsor Chamber of Commerce, Connecticut website. Summer Outdoor Yoga. Simsbury Public Library, 725 Hot Meadow Street in Simsbury. Friday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. This event is free. Enjoy a relaxing morning yoga session with Simsbury's own Journey of Yoga in the library's front lawn. If this is your first class with us, please complete the liability waiver available on the link Simsbury Public Library page. Paper copies will be available for first-time attendees. In the event of inclement weather, the class will move indoors. Please plan to bring your own yoga mat. Event contact 860-658-7663. Farmers Market at Connecticut's Old State House. Friday, July 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get your veg on at Connecticut Old State House Farmers Market. Nestled in the East Brick Plaza near the lawn, you can peruse some delicious treats from a variety of vendors, listen to some tunes from local musicians, and then you can explore the oddities inside the Museum of Curiosities. There's a two-headed calf in there, just saying. Put two eggs in your basket, or two feathers in your hat, or two peppers in the peck of a pickled peppers, and check out the Old State House's summer concert series with live musical performances during their Friday market. For more information, visit hartford.com. Open Art Studio. Art is for everyone. Hosted by Cheshire Art League. Friday, July 12th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at Cheshire Public Library, 104 Main Street in Cheshire. Bring your works in progress and supplies to this drop-in art program. No formal instruction will be provided, but informal critiquing for those who want it is encouraged. This is an opportunity to create in a collaborative environment with other artists. Table covers will be provided. There is a sink in the room for basic cleanup. Open Studio welcomes all adults and teen artists, experienced or just practicing. Sessions are hosted by the Cheshire Art League. For more information, call 203-272-2245. Town of Cromwell Farmers Market. Friday, July 12th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Riverport Park, 1 River Road in Cromwell. This event is free. The weekly Town of Cromwell Farmers Market offers farm-fresh vegetables, locally sourced products, artisans, food trucks, vendors, and live music. Look for special events and guest appearances throughout the summer. For more information, call 860-632-3467. Bob Kralin and Big Joe and the Stolen Hearts. Friday, July 12th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Pratt Street Historic District in Hartford. One of the hottest names in the Hartford music scene is blues rock band Big Joe and the Stolen Hearts. Bob Kralin is a six-string wizard of epic blues proportion, and together they make their Pratt Street debut. Pratt Street Sounds is a sensational, weekly, free outdoor music series held on the pedestrianized Pratt Street Historic District in the center of downtown Hartford. Enjoy a diverse lineup with a variety of musical performances ranging from rap to string quartet symphonies on this one-block historic district. Pratt Street Sounds is made possible through the grant from the Richard P. Garmany Fund. For more information, visit hartford.com. Flip Circus, Friday, July 12th, 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday, July 13th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, July 14th, 12 noon to 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., located at West Farms Mall, 1500 New Britain Avenue in West Hartford. This event is $30 to $70. Discounts are available online. Flip Circus brings big-time, big-top family fun to West Hartford for a limited time from July 12th to 23rd in an all-new show. Featuring a stellar cast that hail from around the world, Flip Circus is a wonderful opportunity to make lasting family memories together while enjoying a first-class production. For more information, call 877-829-7839. The Music of the Rolling Stones, Friday, July 12th, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center, 22 Iron Horse Boulevard in Simsbury. Experience the timeless classics of the Rolling Stones on July 12th as the Hartford Symphony brings Brett Haven's arrangement of the legendary band's greatest hits to life, with sensational performers delivering stunning renditions of Mick Jagger's vocals. Audiences will be treated to symphonic arrangements of the iconic songs such as Satisfaction, Paint It Black, and Angie. For more information, email info@hartfordsymphony.org. Chris Allen Quartet, Friday, July 12th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Black Eyed Sally's, 350 Asylum Street in Hartford. Saxophonist Chris Allen will bring his quartet to Black Eyed Sally's for a free show. You don't want to miss this rare band leading performance or the spicy licks coming from the kitchen. For more information, call 860-278-7427. Gimme Gimme Disco, Friday, July 12th at 8 p.m. Webster Theater, 31 Webster Street in Hartford. Admission is $20. Calling all dancing queens, if you can't get enough ABBA, then this is a dance party for you. Gimme Gimme Disco is a DJ-based dance party playing all your favorite ABBA hits, plus plenty of other disco hits from the 70s and 80s. So honey, honey, take a chance and you'll be dancing all night long. Grab tickets, bring your friends, and have the best night of your life. For more information, visit hartford.com. Blueberry Festival at the Ellington Farmers Market, Saturday, July 13th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. 84 Ellington Ave in Ellington. Admission is free. Embrace the essence of summer with a day dedicated to all things blueberry. Enjoy the delightful sounds of live music, setting a lively atmosphere throughout the morning. Satisfy your sweet tooth with Luann's fresh-baked biscuit blueberry shortcake, a festival favorite that promises to be as delicious as ever. If you're in the mood for something savory, No Coast Kitchen will be serving up mouth-watering Mexican-style brunch, blending bold flavors with fresh ingredients. As you wander through the market, take in the incredible variety of flavor of local produce in full swing. From fresh blueberries to other seasonal delights, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The Blueberry Festival at Ellington Farmers Market is more than just a celebration of this beloved berry. It's a community event filled with food, music, and fun for all ages. Bring your family and friends and make sure to soak up the festive spirit of the market. For more information, call 860-840-3295. Move with Urban League of Greater Hartford, Saturday, July 13th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Keeney Park, Woodland Street, and Hartford. Admission is $10 to $20. See website for additional pricing details. Come together in a community party to encourage each other to move. Celebrate with a 5K or 1 mile run and walk. Free movement festival and live entertainment in Hartford's Keeney Park with Urban League of Greater Hartford. The 5K and 1 mile distance both welcome participants of all abilities, ages, and fitness levels to run or walk before they enjoy a summer morning movement festival with a free kid run, variety of fitness activities, healthy snacks, giveaways, and live entertainment. Explore Hartford's historic Keeney Park and the inspiring event to encourage others to join you. There is a $20 event fee for adults and $10 fee for ages 13 through 21, includes a cotton shirt. Kids 12 and under can participate in the 5K, 1 mile, and or kids run for free. Shirts are available for purchase. The 5K, 3.1 miles, and 1 mile routes are fun for runners and walkers, with start and finish near the Woodland Street entrance to Keeney Park. The route and all festivities are within the park, which features shaded areas, meadows, and forests as one of New England's largest public parks. For more information, call 860-652-8866. Daughters of Liberty exhibit at the Mill Museum in Willimantic, Connecticut. Saturday, July 13th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mill Museum, 411 Main Street in Willimantic. General admission is $10 and seniors and students $7. Shortly after the Boston Tea Party, Great Britain began to punish Bostonians for their protest. Boston Harbor was blockaded. The Yankee spirit was aroused. Colonists in New England, Connecticut in particular, rose to assist. The non-importation movement began. Domestic production of textile goods in the home became an important manufacturing source for the region. Visit the Mill Museum this summer to see how Connecticut citizens, women in particular, contributed to the spirit of independence that came to a head with the Declaration of Independence. As part of the celebration of America's 250th, the Mill Museum in Willimantic is opening an exhibit, Daughters of Liberty. Artifacts of the period will be on display beginning June 29th through October 19th. Skilled demonstrations are scheduled throughout the summer. For more information, call 860-208-7914. Basic computer skills training with North Star. Saturday, July 13th from 10:15 to 12:30 p.m. at the Simsbury Public Library, 725 Hop Meadow Street in Simsbury. Admission is free. Would you like to learn the basic skills needed to perform tasks on computers and online? The library will have classes and assessments in three main areas: essential computer skills, essential software skills, and using technology in daily life. This class is basic computer skills, covering logging on, mouse skills, keyboard skills, file storage, customizing, and updates. This is a two-hour class with 15 minutes to set up your North Star account that will keep track of your progress. Classes and assessments moderated by Tech with a Teen, Sean Lohr, and all classes will be held in the Technology Learning Center upstairs. Co-sponsored by the Simsbury Senior Center and the Simsbury Public Library. For more information, call 860-658-7663. 8th Annual Cruisin' East Hartford Car Show. Saturday, July 13th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Sunset Ridge School, 450 Forbes Street in East Hartford. Sponsored by the East Hartford Department of Parks and Recreation, a $10 car show entry fee, spectators are free. Dash plaques will be given to the first 100 show cars. Driver giveaways will be available, trophies will be awarded, and food will be available on the premises. The rain date is July 20th. For information, call the East Hartford Parks and Recreation Department at 860-291-7160 or Tom at 860-280-8076. Midsummer Pipes and Cider. Saturday, July 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Palmer Warner House, 307 Town Street in East Haddam. Admission is $45 to $50. Sip cider and connect with Scotland during a trail walk around the beautiful Palmer Warner grounds led by Corianne Armstrong and Portland and District Pipers. Enjoy local cider tastings from Yankee Cider Co., including a signature Dunstefnage bourbon designed to take you to Scottish moors through hints of Highland peat smoke. Bring your friends to test your knowledge in a round of Celtic-themed pub trivia, with prizes for first and second place teams. For more information, email palmer.warner@ctlandmarks.org. Drag Brunch, Saturday, July 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Thomas Hooker Live, 1 Sequasson Street in Hartford. Admission is $35. Mia Isolay presents a variety drag show with a rotating cast of performers. Expect to see comedic sets, live singers, celebrity impersonations, dancing, and audience participation games. An all-star brunch buffet features house-made items such as vegetable frittatas, waffles, freshly baked treats, and coffee. For more information, visit hartford.com. Cortez Family Car Show at Lyman Orchards, Sunday, July 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at 32 Reed's Gap Road in Middlefield, Connecticut. Admission is free. Head over to Lyman Orchard's Apple Bear Farm Market for a car show. The Cortez Family Car Show will be held on Sunday, July 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free for spectators. $5 entry for cars. Enjoy lunch at the Apple Barrel Farm Market Deli or snack on some of our delicious bakery and ice cream products while you check out the cars. Car show supporting CT Block Bullies, Gears in Heaven, Fuel to Inspire, and CT Modified. There will be awards with trophies. No alcohol or substance allowed at the Apple Barrel Farm Market. Lyman Orchards is a pet-free location. No pets allowed on the property. Note to cars. Police will be in the area. No loud music. No two-step and no burnouts allowed. For more information, call 860-349-6000. Rising Star Jazz Showcase, Sunday, July 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. Located at Black Eyed Sally's, 350 Asylum Street in Hartford. Hanif Nelson presents soon-to-be-famous up-and-coming artists. Come down to Sally's to see the future of jazz in our region with this performance by Caleb Orvik Group. For more information, call 860-278-7427. Extreme Music Squares at 1741 Pub and Grill, Sunday, July 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. Located at 70 Lyman Road in Middlefield, Connecticut. Free for all ages. It's bingo meets Name That Tune taken to a whole new level. Classic bingo played with songs instead of numbers. Adam Rivers from KC101 and Ashley Baylor from WTNH will take you on a journey through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and thousands. Free to participate. All ages are welcome. Enjoy food and drinks and win some prizes. Groups will be seated at tables of 6 to 8 people. People may be seated with other guests. Arrive early to eat and drink or arrive on time. Waitress service will be available during the event. Advance reservations are highly suggested. For more information, call 860-349-6000. That's a look of some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Emily. So long for now.